96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. One of the Northwoods' biggest summer traditions returns to downtown Hayward this weekend as the 76th annual Muskie Festival gets underway. Chris Ruckdashel, executive director of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce, says the festival began in 1950 to celebrate Cal Johnson's world record 67.5-pound muskie, which was caught on Lacouture in 1949.
Really, the genesis behind Muskie Fest was to celebrate this world record muskie that was caught right here in Hayward area waters. And apparently it went off well that first year that folks decided, why don't we do this every summer?
Since then, Muskie Fest has grown into a three-day celebration that draws thousands of residents and visitors to downtown Hayward. This year's festival features a three-day fishing contest, the crowning of Muskie Queen, a large arts and crafts show, live music, a carnival, the Muskie Run Walk, and Sunday's Grand Parade.
So we're really excited. Again, we look at it as like 25 events rolled into one. Is truly what Muskie Fest is. So we definitely look forward to seeing the smiles on people's faces and just the enjoyment and a chance to, you know, enjoy summer in the North Woods.
Ruckdashel says the festival's fishing heritage, along with its variety of events and sense of community, has kept Muskie Fest going for 76 years.
I think when you mesh all that together, there's a lot of different reasons there, but those reasons together make an event like this an enduring type of thing, where it's year 76. I have no doubt, you know, we may not be around, but there's going to be 150th Muskie Festival someday. I have no doubt about that.
The 76th annual Muskie Festival continues through Sunday in downtown Hayward. A complete schedule of events is available at muskiefest.com. This month is Invasive Species Action Month, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to take steps to prevent the spread of harmful plants, animals, and diseases. Invasive species are non-native organisms that can damage ecosystems, threaten native wildlife, and create costly problems for landowners and communities. The DNR says simple actions can make a big difference. Hikers and campers are encouraged to stay on designated trails and check clothing, gear, and pets for seeds or mud before leaving an area. Boaters and anglers should clean, drain, and dry their equipment after every trip to help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species such as zebra mussels and Eurasian water milfoil. Homeowners can also help by choosing native plants for landscaping and learning how to identify and remove invasive species from their property. The DNR is also promoting volunteer opportunities and educational events throughout June. More information, including ways to report invasive species, is available on the Wisconsin DNR website. Getting a Wisconsin State Park Pass is about to become a little easier. Governor Tony Evers has announced a new partnership between the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Department of Natural Resources that will allow drivers to purchase an annual state park and forest vehicle admission pass when renewing their vehicle registration. Beginning this month, Wisconsinites renewing their registration online will have the option to add a state park pass during the same transaction. Officials say customers will make one payment and receive their park pass, registration stickers, and vehicle registration certificate in a single mailing. State park passes will also be available through self-serve kiosk at DMV locations when drivers renew their registrations. The change builds on a 2024 law that made Wisconsin state park passes valid for 12 months from the date of purchase instead of expiring at the end of the calendar year. Officials say the new system is intended to make it more convenient for residents to visit Wisconsin's parks, forests, and recreation areas while also helping support the state's outdoor recreation industry. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. One of the Northwoods' biggest summer traditions returns to downtown Hayward this weekend as the 76th annual Muskie Festival gets underway. Chris Ruckdashel, executive director of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce, says the festival began in 1950 to celebrate Cal Johnson's world record 67.5-pound muskie, which was caught on Lacouture in 1949.
Really, the genesis behind Muskie Fest was to celebrate this world record muskie that was caught right here in Hayward area waters. And apparently it went off well that first year that folks decided, why don't we do this every summer?
Since then, Muskie Fest has grown into a three-day celebration that draws thousands of residents and visitors to downtown Hayward. This year's festival features a three-day fishing contest, the crowning of Muskie Queen, a large arts and crafts show, live music, a carnival, the Muskie Run Walk, and Sunday's Grand Parade.
So we're really excited. Again, we look at it as like 25 events rolled into one. Is truly what Muskie Fest is. So we definitely look forward to seeing the smiles on people's faces and just the enjoyment and a chance to, you know, enjoy summer in the North Woods.
Ruck Daschle says the festival's fishing heritage, along with its variety of events and sense of community, has kept Muskie Fest going for 76 years.
I think when you mesh all that together, there's a lot of different reasons there, but I think those reasons together make an event like this an enduring type of thing, where it's year 76. I have no doubt, you know, we may not be around, but there's going to be a 150th Muskie Festival someday. I have no doubt about that.
The 76th annual Muskie Festival continues through Sunday in downtown Hayward. A complete schedule of events is available at muskiefest.com. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Bangstad backs Hong. A controversial political figure in Wisconsin is backing the state lawmaker in the race for governor. Kirk Bangstad, a former governor candidate himself and brewery owner, endorsed Representative Francesca Hong in a Facebook post. Previously on his Facebook page, Bangstad drew attention for social media comments cheering the death of President Donald Trump. Bangstad claims it was satire. Hong's campaign says it has had no contact with Bangstad and is not connected to his endorsement. Bangstad has also faced ballot issues and a recent court setback tied to a tax dispute. This week marked 4 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Now, Wisconsin Democrats say elections this fall could decide whether abortion access expands or gets rolled back again in the state. Leaders at a press conference called for repealing the old 1849 abortion law and removing other restrictions, arguing a Democratic governor and legislature would protect reproductive rights. Republicans say any future changes to abortion law should be decided by voters, not politicians. Supporters of access also warned that if Republicans win full control, abortion care could become more limited in Wisconsin. Democrats appear more motivated to vote right now, and that gap could shape upcoming elections. A new Marquette University Law School poll shows 76% of Democrats say they are certain to vote, compared to 68% of Republicans. Likely voters also lean Democratic by 8 points, though that margin shrinks among all registered voters. The survey also finds trust in government remains low and deeply divided along party lines. Some Wisconsinites are finding it hard to believe ballots were counted accurately during the last election. A survey done by the Terrence Group showed 3 in 10 residents have little or no confidence those ballots were accurately counted in 2024, noting the time it takes to get the ballots tallied. The poll also found 71% of Republicans believe those working in polling places need to be monitored. The results come just weeks before Wisconsin is scheduled to hold its primary election on August 11th. There will be a lot of things to celebrate as we look forward to America 250, but as Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us, gas prices won't be one of them.
Gas Buddy officials are projecting the second most expensive gas prices for this 4th of July. Their 2026 Independence Day gas price forecast projects the national average will fall to approximately $3.75 per gallon on July 4th. This would make 2026 the second most expensive Independence Day on record, behind the all-time high of $4.80 in 2022. Gas prices have fallen for 6 weeks in a row following a spring spike caused by the Strait of Hormuz closure. However, Gas Buddy officials say the national average of $3.75 is still roughly 65 cents higher than last year and nearly a dollar above where prices started in 2026. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The agreement between the U.S. and Iran is giving oil markets hope, but if there's any breakdown in talks, Gas Buddy officials say the recent relief could quickly reverse. Tornado season in Wisconsin has barely begun, and we've already seen more twisters than we usually average in a year. In fact, we passed that dubious record months ago, back in April, when we hit 24. The annual average tornado count for our state is 23. Right now, we're almost double that number. Forecasters say June is the peak month for tornadoes. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers and Cubs open up a three-game weekend stand here between the two rivalries. On the mound for the Brewers will be the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, against the Cubs' Colin Ray, a former Brewer. Both teams coming off sweeps. The Brewers had yesterday off after beating the Reds three games in a row in Cincinnati. The Cubs moving into second place, 6.5 games behind Milwaukee after a four-game sweep of the Mets in New York. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on now facing the first place Brewers this weekend.
Yeah, just play good baseball. I mean, that's number one. We got to just keep playing good baseball. You know, with the doubleheader, with the rainouts, yeah, it was a good series.
NBA, two veteran Bucks players have exercised their player options. Guard Kevin Porter Jr. and center Jericho Sims both agree to return next season to the team. And the Bucks introducing their draft picks yesterday to the media. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to the low to mid 50s. And then tomorrow, a little warmer, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. We're going to keep warming it up, 80s to 90s through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.